Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. We're not going to just lean back and accept the European stonewalling of biotech food. We filed a lawsuit with the World Trade Organization, and President Bush said Europe should join, not hinder, the great cause of ending hunger in Africa. Stay tuned. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. It's time we made the elimination of the death tax permanent. We shouldn't have to die in year 2010 to avoid the tax. The tax is unfair, and by a 9-to-1 margin, American voters agree. 1/3 of all small businesses today have to sell outright or liquidate a part of their business to pay the tax. If there's such grave concern about the concentration of big business, then why are so many members of Congress so dead set on killing small businesses with taxes? Those members will march out Warren Buffett and the father of Bill Gates, arguing to preserve the tax. No big deal. Well, it's no big deal if you have $20 billion, and after you give the government half, you still have $10 billion. You're not going to need food stamps. But if you're a small business operator and the government demands half just because you had the misfortune to die, then it's a big deal. Imagine this guy just arrived in the promised land. He's sitting on a cloud watching the greedy federal government take the business that he spent a lifetime building. And he's calling out to Uncle Sam. Hey, Uncle Sam, I didn't plan to die, at least not yet. My farm was going okay. I just didn't have $1 million set aside to pay you. I'm sorry I didn't spend a lot of money to put together a complicated estate plan. Uncle Sam, you don't understand. I already paid taxes on that money when I earned it. You see, everything I have is tied up in land and buildings and livestock and machinery. If I sell that to pay you, my son won't be able to farm. Well, unfortunately, in too many cases, that's the way it is. The death tax bill is on the House floor this week. If the Congress passes it, the President will sign it. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.